Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Friday, May 15th, 2026. Paul here, and I'm joined by our fantastic analyst Jane to break down today's headlines. We've got some big developments, but first, a quick observation. Someone on X posted a real Monet painting, called it AI, and watched the internet erupt with expert art criticism about how it lacked soul. The reverse Turing test is officially here.
That's such a perfect illustration, Paul, of the current landscape. AI has made everyone so suspicious of what's real, yet simultaneously, people are quick to confidently identify flaws without fact-checking. It really highlights the need for critical thinking in this new era.
Absolutely, Jane. Speaking of significant developments, let's dive into the top stories. OpenAI is making waves by integrating Codex directly into the ChatGPT mobile app for developers. This is a huge move for on-the-go coding assistants.
It really is, Paul. Codex has been a game-changer for code generation and debugging, so bringing that power to a mobile interface means developers can essentially carry a powerful AI pair programmer in their pocket. This could significantly speed up development workflows, especially for quick fixes or brainstorming.
That's certainly going to be a popular feature. Meanwhile, on the global stage, we saw the US and China officially kick off talks on AI safety protocols. This is a critical discussion given the rapid advancement of the technology.
These talks are incredibly significant, Paul. Both nations recognize the immense power and potential risks of advanced AI, and establishing common ground on safety standards is crucial for global stability. It's a testament to how seriously governments are now taking AI governance. Less than person one, greater than moving to the business side, a bridge, the AI Clinical Intelligence Platform, just secured a massive $300 million in funding, pushing its valuation to $530 billion. That's a huge vote of confidence in healthcare AI. Less than person two, greater than it truly is, and it's well deserved. A bridge started years before the recent LLM boom, focusing on building trust in the sensitive area of patient-clinician conversations. This funding validates their long-term approach to integrating AI responsibly into high-stakes environments like healthcare. Less than person one, greater than, and speaking of big players, it seems there's some tension brewing between OpenAI and Apple. Reports suggest OpenAI is weighing legal action amid a souring partnership. That's a partnership many thought would be foundational. Less than person two, greater than this, is a fascinating development, Paul. A strained relationship between two tech giants like OpenAI and Apple could have significant ripple effects across the industry, especially concerning how AI is integrated into consumer devices. It highlights the complex dynamics of these high-profile collaborations. Less than person one, greater than, definitely one to watch. On a different note, PwC is significantly expanding its alliance with Anthropic, planning to train 30,000 employees in Claude's code. This really signals the enterprise adoption of advanced AI models.
Less than person two, greater than that's an enormous commitment, Paul, and a clear indicator of how seriously large consulting firms are taking AI integration into their core operations. Training such a vast workforce on Claude will undoubtedly transform how PwC delivers services and leverages AI internally. Less than person one, greater than. Before we wrap up, I just wanted to quickly mention a couple of other interesting items. Anthropic and the Gates Foundation have formed a $200 million partnership for AI in global development, which is fantastic news for social impact. Also, we're seeing new research on the safety risks of multi-agent LLM systems with invisible orchestrators, another crucial area to keep an eye on. Less than person two, greater than those, are both incredibly important, Paul. The Gates Foundation partnership shows AI's potential for good on a global scale,
while the multi-agent safety research reminds us that as AI systems become more complex, understanding and mitigating their risks is paramount.
Absolutely, Jane. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for May 15th, 2026. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest AI news. Until then, have a great day.